Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, I'm your host, Sheila Belanger of Astrology Alchemy, and welcome to the podcast on the second full moon in Libra. This time period happens on April 19th, 2019. At 4:12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, at 12:12 p.m. British Summer Time, or GMT plus one. This is the second full moon in Libra. The first was at spring equinox on March 20th, which was autumnal equinox for our friends in the southern hemisphere. Hi there. This is when the sun had just entered Aries and the moon had just entered Libra. With this current full moon in Libra, the two luminaries are both at the very end of a zodiac sign, inviting harvest and completion processes, gathering up that which you have learned and grown from in the last month. Aries connects you to the active, courageous call to be a unique individual. It highlights where you struggle with unhealthy selfishness and impulsiveness. Libra connects you with the longing for connection and balance. It highlights where you can be caught in indecisiveness and inappropriate make-nice behaviors. Both Aries and Libra support you to take action and move forward in your life. This second Libra full moon invites you to harvest the important changes you have made in the last month to be, number one, truer to your individual expression, and number two, more sensitive and respectfully relational with important others in your life. Honor the potency of relationship. There's a beautiful quote from Carl Jung about relationship. The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed. It's a lovely alchemical quote also. And I remind you, newcomers to this podcast, welcome. You can download the script for every podcast if you want to hear more about what I'm saying. Take time to read what I present to you, including what's coming next, which are the lead to gold reflection questions. I like to give you a little overview of what the astrological planets are up to, with the understanding that we're all interconnected in the web of life. The planets are not doing anything to us, but they're mirroring some important archetypal threads right now. And I give you some reflection questions to help you look at where your own work is to turn the lead of your old habits and old identities into the gold of your truer self. So with this second full moon in Libra, here are some lead to gold reflection questions. Number one, what changes did you make in the last month to be more authentic? Second question, what changes did you make in the last month to be more reciprocal in your relationships? And lastly, what opportunities for transformation are present in your current relationships and how can you embrace them? A dance of Aries and Libra. Now, with all of the full and new moons that I offer you with podcasts, there's always some sub-themes going on. And what that means is during the time of the new moon or the full moon, there's some other connections between planets which represent some sub-archetypal themes. And I want to name a couple of them for this second Libra full moon. First one is that the full moon squares Pluto, Saturn, and the nodes. Now, that's a big mouthful, and I have been talking about Pluto, Saturn, and the nodes for a number of podcasts because they've been really active in the sky. So we're returning to an ongoing theme with these key archetypal energies. Saturn is the structure maker builder archetype and values the creation of structures and stable forms. Pluto is the transformer archetype and values timely endings, the appropriate destruction of forms, and attunement with the right use of power. Saturn and Pluto are both in Capricorn right now, insisting on a reality check around what is not working in your life and society, and where you/we need to step up to make necessary personal and collective changes. This full moon highlights necessary reality check changes in relationships, inner and outer. Now, the two lunar nodes are moving points in the zodiac. They're not planets. The north node calls you to the cutting edge point of growth to embody more of your life purpose. I think I can. That's a north node calling you. The south node challenges you to release habitual survival strategies of playing it safe so that you can move forward in your life. Currently, the north node is in Cancer and the south node is in Capricorn. A familiar invitation is here with the sun and moon square the lunar nodes, the full moon squaring the lunar nodes. They invite you to take courageous action to stop habitual behaviors of unsustainable fear-based control patterns, Capricorn, unhealthy Capricorn, and to develop the capacity to attune to feelings, honor your vulnerability, and follow your longing to belong in healthy ways, Cancer. Basically, trust and follow your heart. I have been offering you this as a theme in several podcasts. The second sub-theme of this full moon is the sun in Aries is conjunct Uranus in Taurus. The sun is the archetype of the hero-heroine on a journey of self-actualization. Uranus, as the maverick archetype, connects with the need to be free from inappropriate constrictions and honestly address patterns of self-marginalization. Where are you hiding? Sun in Aries illuminates the need to take risks to be authentic. Uranus in Taurus challenges you to shake up your old territorial ways of being safe and secure. Together, they invite conscious change to mature from reactive rebel to aware activist in your life. Here's a quote from Abraham Maslow around this challenge. In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or step back into safety. In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or to step back into safety. And sometimes, with the sun and Uranus are inviting you to consider, sometimes safety is not the choice that best serves. Sometimes it is. A third subcycle of this full moon in Libra is Mercury is conjunct Chiron in Aries. Mercury is the communicator and bridge maker and joins with Chiron, the wounded healer, shaman, alchemist archetype. Chiron invites the shape-shifting of personal and ancestral wounds into authentic healing for self and the world. Aligned with Mercury, explore where your pain or anger around not feeling heard or not having the right expression may be a deeper ancestral wound that you are unconsciously carrying. Trust your unique ways of thought and communication. Mercury conjunct Chiron is a very strong time of healing communication patterns with yourself and with others. Here's some lead to gold reflection questions. What old stories around communication, not being heard, or not right expression are you ready to release? And how can you respectfully release anger or pain around not being heard and actively hear yourself? Coco Chanel has a great quote about helping to heal communication processes. She says, "The most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud." The most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud. Do it out loud. So here's a recap for the second Libra full moon of this season. Some of the key opportunities for change, growth, awareness. Recognize and harvest the necessary changes you have made personally and in relationships to bring authenticity and reciprocity together in your life. Release limiting fear habits of control and embrace the path of the heart, an ongoing theme right now. Attune to your deepest authenticity in relationships to self and others. Have courage. And trust and value your unique communication ways and practice deeply listening to yourself and others. Here's a poem for you by David White to honor this full moon in Libra, second go-round. It's called Start Close In. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate, private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing close in, the step you don't want to take. David White, Start Close In. In this time of the second full moon in Libra, it is a harvest time. And it is an opportunity to honor the core lessons and changes you have made to live a more authentic, honorable relational self with your own being and with other. Thank you for the courageous choices you've made. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host. I deeply appreciate each of my listeners from all around the world. And my prayer is that this material continues to serve and support you to deepen your own capacity to live your true authentic self in the world. And stay tuned for the launch of the True Nature Alignment Method, a free online mini course with effective and empowering tools to support you to navigate limitations and unleash your full potential and authenticity. You'll be hearing more about this in future podcasts. Thank you so much. Bless your journey. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.